Unless you have a very small friend circle, you've already seen these arguments. Divorced parents arguing about vaccines. This happens. There was one I read about last week in Chicago where an unvaccinated woman had custody taken away of her 11-year-old son. The judge said, get the vaccine or you don't get your son back. Now, he did rescind that decision later. But that's going to be an ongoing issue, according to our next guest, Russell Alexander, Russell Alexander Collaborative Family Lawyers. Maybe they're already seeing it. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
You know, there are parents who are married who argue about this, so, and it can be very difficult. If you're already separated or divorced, that is not going to make it any easier. Are you seeing a lot of this yet?
Yes, there's a risk, and we're starting to see more and more of it. The big decisions right now are going to be vaccinations for children. Parents who disagree over that, the court's starting to err on the side of the parent who chooses to vaccinate. If you're an anti-vaxxer or if you don't believe in vaccines, then you're not going to be given that decision-making over your child.
And the courts are just going, they're just making it, it's the science argument, and your child has a right to be protected?
Right, and it's also government policy, right? And we haven't mandated vaccines in Canada yet, but like that case in Chicago that you're just talking about, that's probably going to be the next evolution in Ontario in terms of parenting and vaccine. If a parent has a vaccine that's available to him or her and they choose not to take it, it may call into question as to whether or not they're acting in their child's best interests.
So we're talking in the case of Chicago. It's not because the son wasn't vaccinated, because he's only 11, so he can't get vaccinated yet. It's because the unvaccinated mother potentially put the son at risk. Am I right?
That's exactly correct. And we saw a case like that about a year ago, Bill, where dad wasn't following COVID-19 safety protocols, wasn't social distancing, and he lost custody of his child. The court gave mom exclusive possession of the home. The court said this, you pose too great of a risk to your children, and his contact with his children was limited to online phone calls and Skype visits only. So the court's taking this very seriously. And
that's not permanent custody, is it? Is that just sort of during the pandemic that
right,
will be the decision,
the
or have you lost custody of your child?
During the pandemic, but we're approaching year two of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We're not out of this yet. So for a young child, it's pretty permanent until matters change.
Well, yeah, for an 11-year-old, 2 years is an eternity without seeing one of
That's
your
right.
parents. And if you're a loving parent, it's a long time not to see your kids.
Well, you need to make a choice, right? Are you going to act in your children's best interest and your family's best interest and get vaccinated, or are you going to choose not to and potentially put your family at harm? Now, there's medical reasons why a handful of people do not get vaccinated. They have adverse reactions or part of their health, the doctor saying, do not get it. I don't think the court's going to punish or take the children away from those families, but certainly the court will make sure that safeguards are put in place to ensure the children are being safe.
So I expect the next battleground is once these vaccines are approved for kids in the U.S., we hear we're getting, maybe this week, there'll be approval for 5 to 12-year-olds to get vaccinated. That's going to be the next fight, isn't it, over whether or not you get the kids vaccinated?
Well, parents are already fighting over kids over 12, and the ones who choose not to, the court's going to give the other parent the decision-making power. And the pandemic throws family lawyers and separating parents a curveball every 3 or 4 months. There's always something new to fight over. You know, we saw parents doing self-help initially, then there's disputes over summer access, and we had disputes over whether children should go back to school in person or learn remotely.
Yeah.
For a year later, we're still having that discussion today. So every 3-4 months, there's something new that the pandemic throws out.
So if I came to you looking for representation and said, look, I'm not vaccinated, I don't want my kids to be vaccinated, and I want custody of my kids, or my wife is fighting to get custody removed, your advice would simply be you're probably going to lose.
Well, my advice would be settle it outside the court system because the judge is not going to agree with your views. So if you can do mediation or collaborative practice or go to arbitration with your spouse, come up with a solution on your own that fits your family.
Or maybe get vaccinated because you love your kids.
Well, that's the easy choice, right? But if you go to a court, you're going to have a judge who's never met your children, will probably never meet your children, make an order that you're probably not going to like if you're choosing not to vaccinate. So keep it out of the court system.
Great advice. Thanks, Russell.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great morning.
You too. Russell Alexander Law Firm, warning that it's Russell Alexander Collaborative Family Lawyers. But with a warning there that if you're not vaccinated, you're going to fight about it, you're probably going to lose. The Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.